All right. Next one, we've got Christian Branner, who's going to be talking to us about supervising and emulating system calls.
Hey, everyone. I'm Christian. I'm one of the LexD maintainers. Mostly work on the kernel, though.
Is it grim?
Maybe it's not high up enough.
Keep it differently.
Okay. Is this better? Is it better if I still keep my head this way? Okay. Right. I'm going to talk to you about supervising and emulating syscalls and how we make use of this inside of LexD. So, just a brief introduction. I'm not going to explain what syscalls are, but think of it like sort of a way that allows user space to communicate with the kernel, make a request, for example, open a file for me, write something somewhere, and so on. So like a fancy request handler, simplified. And so obviously, in a lot of scenarios, you kind of have use cases where you run an app, and per se, there is nothing restricting this app from making any kind of syscall it wants. I mean, ignore the permission checking that the kernel performs, but in general, the app can just, if it knows the syscall number and how to do syscalls, it can just ask the kernel, perform something for me. And for a lot of apps, you might want to restrict them in the way they can request something from the kernel. You want to, for example, just allow them a certain set of syscalls, not all of them. You might want to restrict how it can call a specific syscall with what arguments and so on. And this is sort of where most operating systems have kind of a similar concept, but on Linux, the part of the kernel that is responsible for allowing you to do such sandboxing is seccomp. So it allows you to intercept system calls and then denies or allows them. Usually, for example, a container runtime that runs privilege at least would block a syscall that is called open by handle add, because with symlink trickery, you can open any file on the host system that you want. And so what usually is done, it returns enosys. So seccomp profile is loaded for that application, and then if the application makes a syscall, open by handle add return enosys or eperm or whatever to tell the application you cannot use the syscall, this is off limits. So you can see where this is going, right? You can have blacklists and whitelists and so on, and most container runtimes make use of this in some form or other. But one of the limiting things